It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life, brought to you by the O-Cedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an O-Cedar Angler Broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. O-Cedar Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
O-Cedar makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound.
O-Cedar makes your life easier.
What are you two doing this evening?
Oh, we hadn't planned anything. Do you want to go into town or see a movie or anything, Aunt Maggie?
Yeah, what can we do to entertain you, Aunt Maggie?
No, I don't need to be entertained. My goodness, it's just nice to be here.
I'm afraid all the summer theaters and the music concerts are over now.
I do not need to be entertained. It's just nice being here.
Well, that's good. Maybe we should ask somebody over.
No, not on my account.
Well, I want to have a luncheon or a tea.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
Well, yes, it does. I want all my friends to meet you.
Oh, well, I've met them before when I've been here.
I know, but I know they all want to see you again.
Well, I thought if you weren't doing anything tonight, we might look over my Christmas card books.
What Christmas card books, Aunt Maggie?
I wrote you I was selling Christmas cards this year to make a little extra money.
Well, actually...
I told you in my last letter that I had some simply beautiful cards.
Yes, you did mention that.
Of course, I couldn't bring all the samples all the way from Montana.
No.
But I brought the best, and anything you choose will be done as quickly as possible. I mean, I have influence, since it's my friends who are making them.
Yeah, well, Aunt Maggie, last week, that's what I was going to say to you, Bob and I went to a store, and we looked at the catalog.
Oh, you'll certainly find nothing in the commercial catalogs as lovely as what I have to show you.
Yeah, well, probably, may well.
I'll bring them downstairs. Of course, there are many other samples, but I told Miss Esther and Miss Louise that I only wanted to show you their nicest cards. I'll bring them down right now. You'll just
What in Sam Hill is Aunt Maggie talking about?
I don't know.
We picked our Christmas card. Why didn't you say so?
Well, I didn't want to hurt her feelings. Anyway, I'm not that crazy about the card you picked out. I think something that just says season's greetings is very cold, dear. I really do.
Oh, well, what did you want it to say?
I don't know. I just really wasn't very crazy about it, so we can...
Look, she comes all the way out here to the East to visit us, and she brings samples of Christmas cards. I mean, isn't that kind of peculiar?
Look, she needs money. Now, the least we can do is to look at them.
Do you think Aunt Maggie is broke?
No, but with the cost of things these days, and anyhow, she never has to very much. You know, she's just kept going in this small town in Montana. I mean, she's frugal.
She's tight.
Well,
I mean, she's a real penny pincher.
Yeah, well, she's had to be, dear. She's never married. Living off what her father left her with rising costs. Dollar isn't what it was, you know.
Why would she bring samples of Christmas cards all the way from Montana?
Look, she's probably trying to earn some extra money. Now, whatever she shows us, you be nice. Huh?
Of course I'll be nice.
I love her.
But I just have a feeling
Goodness, I thought for a minute I'd forgotten to bring them.
Oh.
But I found them in my other suitcase.
Aunt Maggie, I think I should tell you that Bob and I looked at the Christmas catalogs in town.
You would never find anything in those commercial catalogs as lovely, as really beautiful, as what I have to show
you. Yeah, well, what I was trying to say...
No, don't say it. Until you see what I have.
Well, the point is, Aunt
Now, you don't have to buy anything. I just want you to look.
Well, of course.
You will love them. And they're not expensive, considering the fact that they are handmade.
Handmade?
Mm-hmm. Come on in the dining room so I can spread them all out on the table. You've never seen anything like them.
I'll bet. Handmade Christmas cards?
Come on. Don't hurt her feelings now. We can order a few.
Well, I think you better tell her we've got our Christmas cards and have most of them addressed and written.
Never mind. We're coming, Aunt Maggie. Come on, will you?
I'm not going to show them all to you at once, because you'll never be able to decide. But I'll leave up to what I think are the loveliest ones, the really best ones.
Oh, well, fine.
Wait a minute. I know how hard it is to select a Christmas card, and you need to take your time choosing. So you sit down, both of you, while I make some coffee. Then you can relax and look them all over and make your decisions. But while I'm getting the coffee, you can look first at this first booklet. Now, close your eyes, because when you open them, I want you to be really surprised.
All right, Aunt Maggie.
Close your eyes, Robert.
I will. I certainly will.
There. Now, open them. Look at those lovely poinsettias made of velvet. Velvet. Real velvet. And the leaves are green velvet. Red velvet and green velvet. Did you ever see anything that looked more natural?
No, that is
fantastic.
Natural, my goodness, natural, dear. Can I help you get the coffee, Maggie?
No, you sit right there and enjoy them, because I have more surprises.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed. Four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Ah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Here's your coffee. Now, how do you like the velvet poinsettias?
Well, they're just beautiful, Aunt Maggie. Really, lovely, yes.
My friends Esther and Louise spent hours.
Oh, I'm sure.
Now, don't decide on those for your Christmas cards until you see them all.
Uh-huh.
Here are some snow scenes which are just lovely. Esther and Louise sprinkled something on them, plastic, I suppose, but it looks just like snow, doesn't it? Just like snow.
Yes. Well, tell you, Aunt Maggie, I don't really like the sparkly stuff.
Oh.
I mean, it gets on the furniture and the rug and me, and it's all over the place, you know.
Well,
frankly, I...
Well, I think it's lovely, but you're entitled to your own opinion.
Well, they are lovely. Really.
Now, I'm not trying to be high-pressured salesman, as they say.
The girls who make these need
the money,
and
they work all year long at their Christmas cards. Actually, there are four of them, all sisters.
You mean four young girls make this stuff?
What do you mean by stuff?
Oh, Bob didn't mean stuff in that way.
Well, what do you mean by young girls? They're older than I am, for goodness sakes.
No, I just meant you said four girls.
They never married.
Anyhow, okay.
I want to show you the nicest Christmas cards they make. Here. Now, these are real flowers.
They are?
Yes. They press the spring flowers in the books, and then in the autumn they have some way of outlining them in different colored strands of yarn. I think they are just beautiful, don't you?
Yes, I do, dear.
Sure.
They're different. Aren't they different, dear?
Mm-hmm.
They're lovely.
Yeah.
Now, you must realize, Aunt Maggie, that Bob and I have so many cards to send out. I mean, we couldn't hope to have them all handmade,
Louise,
you know.
Amy and Melba are my dearest friends. If I told you, if I told them you needed 1,000 cards, they would stay up nights to make sure that you had all you needed.
Well, I'm sure.
I'll answer the door. You two just decide on which ones you want and how many
you want. Look, Bob, we better order some, whether we send them out or not, just to make Aunt Maggie happy.
These cards are pathetic.
Well.
They really are. Well, face it.
They're a little amateurish, I guess. But I suppose Aunt Maggie gets a small commission or a percentage, which helps her.
Well, I guess
something to help
her.
Well,
look who's here? Another customer.
Oh. Hi, Evie.
Hi.
Remember Aunt Maggie, of course.
Oh, I certainly do. We were just saying.
Had you ordered your Christmas cards?
Oh,
no, Fred and I haven't been able to agree
on it. Your problem is solved. Now, I'll get you some coffee so you can sit right down here and decide.
What's she talking about?
In a nutshell, Aunt Maggie's selling homemade Christmas cards.
Oh, well, I'll order some.
Well, now, I don't think we should let Aunt Maggie pressure our friends into buying these cards.
Well, I'm not being pressured. I like your Aunt Maggie. I'll buy some.
Well, here they are. These are dandelions. They're outlined in yellow yarn.
Oh, they're pretty.
These are marigolds. They're outlined in black yarn.
They're nice.
And they smell like marigolds, too.
Oh, you wouldn't think marigolds would smell when they're dry, no, would you?
Marigolds always smell, as far as I can figure out. These are red velvet poinsettias with green velvet.
Now, look, I do not think my Aunt Maggie should browbeat our friends.
She's got four little old ladies back in Montana just waiting for our order, apparently, now.
Yeah, but we have our Christmas cards and have most of them done.
She doesn't know that, and don't tell her now.
I think it's sweet, I really do. I'll order some.
Evie, I'm sorry, you certainly, do not have to order
any. I think it's nice. These Christmas cards may be handmade, but now could you do it? I couldn't. And isn't that the spirit of Christmas, sending something that shows tender, loving care and work?
You're going to have me in tears in a minute.
Well, what's happened to the good old days when people made things for each other for Christmas? Sweaters and samplers, quilts and socks. And now we all just shop frantically, spending more money than we can afford for presents people probably don't even need or want.
Yeah, that's true.
So I shall order some Christmas cards from your Aunt Maggie, who is so sweet, so dear, and so helpless. And I want to help her.
Well, that's really very nice of you.
No, here's your coffee, Mrs. Hartell. Cream and sugar. And I think, Peg, dear...
Yes?
You wanted to have a tea or luncheon for me,
Yes,
well,
yes.
I think you should invite your girlfriends, and they can look over my collection of Christmas cards.
Well,
and I think we should have the luncheon next week, because I have to let my friends know just how many cards they have to get done.
Right.
Because, as Louise says, it takes her almost an hour to outline a poinsettia with the velvet leaves.
Well,
I didn't get you any of my black walnut cookies. I'll be right back.
Oh, I don't think your Aunt Maggie is so helpless.
No, neither do I.
I have sort of a feeling we're in business.
The Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.